This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Heat warnings have stretched across the South with scorching temperatures blamed for at least 13 deaths in Texas and another in Louisiana. WTVF-TV's Olivia Michael speaks to a doctor in Nashville on how to deal with the heat.
We think of heat illness as a spectrum.
Dr. Tyler Barrett works at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He says the hospital is bracing for an influx of patients with heat-related illnesses.
So when we have high temperatures and high humidity, it impacts your body's ability to sort of get rid of heat by sweating, evaporation.
It's that ability to cool off that can make the difference between heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
Due to storms earlier this week and staffing shortages, airlines are having a hard time catching up. Delays within, into, or out of the U.S. today are over 6,600, and FlightAware also says cancellations now top 1,100. CBS's Errol Barnett with more on a scare involving a Delta Airlines flight today.
Yeah, sir, we have a nose wheel unsafe indication. We're going to have to go ahead and declare an emergency.
Passengers brace for impact as Delta Flight 1092 skidded to a stop on its nose. In a statement, Delta apologized, calling it a rare occurrence.
That plane landed in Charlotte. Washington has stopped looking into how Louisiana handled placement of some black people in a section of that state. CBS's Jim Crisula has details.
The Biden administration has dropped investigations into whether Louisiana officials put black residents living in an industrial stretch of the state at increased risk of cancer. They said in a court filing that a resolution with the state is not feasible by a July deadline.
A pop star has a major health scare, the latest from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Madonna's health is improving, but she's still receiving medical care, according to an Instagram post by her manager, Guy Ossieri, Wednesday afternoon. The pop music legend was rushed to a New York area hospital on Saturday, where she was intubated for at least one night after being found unresponsive, according to the New York Post.
Game show co-host Vanna White is fighting for equal pay. CBS's Monica Ricks with that.
White says for the past 18 years, she hasn't gotten a raise. On top of that, she only makes about $3 million a year, about five times less than her longtime Wheel partner, Pat Sajak. Rumor has it Sony could eliminate her position, but so far, they're not commenting.
The Chicago Blackhawks selected Connor Bedard with the first pick of the NHL draft in hopes the young center can help bring the franchise back into contention for a Stanley Cup. Just a few days to go, that is, before the big NASCAR Chicago street race takes off. Road closures already in place. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
With the changing climate, where is going to be the best place to live? 844-967-2789. I'm using changing climate because I'm not about to fight people on climate change and whether it's man-made, but...
Can I?
Greg will. Yeah. But the bigger question of, as we, once again, as I drive on I-94 to Waukesha from Milwaukee today, and it looks like the end of days, and it smells like... It's not even a campfire, because it smells weird. You know, and if this could become a regular occurrence in the Midwest, it's kind of a down. It's a downer as far as our argument for this being a great place to live as the climate continues to change and other places become less appealing. But at this point, it's like, where do you go? 844-967-2789. Do you think the Midwest and Wisconsin is still the long-term best bet? Would you eye other places that you think are more, couldn't withstand this better? 844-96-PARTY. You've already heard Greg Bach, but also Jane Matinair is back.
I am back, and is my microphone working?
Yes, it is. I can hear you.
I can hear you. Mine sounds...
You're okay. Okay.
Is everyone fine?
I think we're fine.
Levels are fine.
I think we're good.
We're good. Greg Box here. Jane Matinair's here.
I am here.
We're going to have a great show, the three of us today.
We're back, the three of us together.
Woo! But yay, also with you, because we would love to hear from you on this topic, 844-967-2789. Where is the best place to live as the climate and the extreme weather continues to happen in different ways, not only across the country, but across the world? And so, Greg, what do you think?
Well, I think... No matter where you live in this country, you're going to be touched by changing climate.
You hate that term.
I so hate that term. So, like, for me, honestly, I still believe living here is great. I mean, like, we have a house. We have property. We live 2 miles away from a body of fresh water. I win. Mm-hmm. I just feel like living close to water, and not living in the extreme south, like the heat, the west, where it's the wildfires. I think where we're living is still good. I'll take the snow and the bone-cracking cold in February, but I think this is a mighty fine place to live.
Jane?
I absolutely agree. I can't think of anywhere better. And Greg is right. It's largely about the water. It's about fresh water access, because fresh water is the new oil.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I agree with both of you. And I bring this up because Sam Cuffell, who is a meteorologist at CBS 58, yesterday tweeted out, getting a lot of questions as to when we'll be done with the smoke. And honestly, it's just something we'll have to live with in the summertime now due to climate change. There are 488 active wildfires in Canada right now, 259 burning out of control. Smoke stops when the fire stops. And, you know, I would say she got retweeted. There's a lot of comments on it. And I think the fact that she came out of the gate saying climate change, there's a lot of climate change deniers in her responses. There's a lot of people defending her, you know, Twitter, dumpster fire, you know the gig. But there was one woman named Katie, and her only response was, sounds like I'm moving. And then someone responded to her, the whole planet has climate, bro. Which is hilarious.
As a t-shirt.
It's not a regional thing.
Unless you're moving to Mars, you're kind of hosed. And then she said, okay, bro, not every state has wildfire smoke all summer. The only time it's warm outside, I can move elsewhere and have warm weather and no smoke. The Earth's climate changes, has been for longer than people, and will continue to. And regardless of her argument, I just, like, in her mind, if I can project into that, she thinks there's somewhere else to go that it's going to be better. And, like, I'm curious as to where that is. Because when we look at the South right now, Texas has basically been how many days over 100-degree weather? And also them saying, please don't turn on your air conditioning because the power grid is, like, about to break. In Florida, Louisiana, and California, you basically are marching towards not being able to insure your, like, house anymore because insurance companies are just saying, too expensive, no thank you. I know Colorado has the same issues as far as smoke and different, like, fires coming in from the smoke. California has fires. Like, where do you go?
She's moving to Idiotsville.
That's mean.
I don't care.
But no, but I'm just, because I don't care about her. Like, yeah. I'm not asking about her. I'm asking in general, where does one go?
Well, my thing is that there are a lot of people who have that same reaction or that same response, which is they think they sound educated when they say it, which is they're just saying, do your research, bro. If this person, she's a climate denier, a climate change denier, whatever you want to call her. So yeah, that's an idiotic way to look at it. She's not going to be anybody. And good luck. If she says, like, oh, I want to move somewhere warmer, good luck affording it anyways. Like, just to take the climate portion out, anywhere she'd probably want to move would be so expensive. I mean, it's just a dumb, dumb way to look at things and a dumb, dumb way to defend them.
Well, and even if she moves to somewhere which is certainly warmer, like Alabama or Mississippi, they have tornado issues.
Yeah.
I mean, these extreme weather events, like you pointed out, Kristen, are happening all over.
Yeah.
And the intensity is worse.
Totally. And that's what I'm getting at is more at, like, pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically what we're getting at is, if, you know, people who are still moving to Florida, still moving to Texas, because at least where it's at now, the extreme weather that's happening there it's not deterring people from moving there. Now, it may, in a decade, we may see a different trend of people leaving because of heat, because of hurricanes, because of the power grid. But as far as, like, what is your poison?
Yeah.
Because it seems like even in Canada, which seems, you know, fresh water, cooler climate. Also, it has 488 fires going on right now, which I think isn't, like, at least from reporting I've seen, it's a wildfire. So it's like, but people have been evacuated. I just don't think anyone's actually been hurt, injured. Yeah. But there's, you know, there are firefighters in there fighting these massive fires that are unlike what we usually see. So that's my question. What is your poison when it comes to picking where you live, knowing that there's going to be issues, extreme weather issues, no matter where you go? 844-967-2789. I would say the three of us still feel pretty content where we are.
Climate's everywhere, bro. I love that line.
I can tell you for sure, Oklahoma is not calling to me.
Yeah.
No.
No, so much. No.
No.
We have a comment on the Facebook live stream from Liz Johnson Wessel. I agree with all of you. Whiskey was a great place to live, right near a large fresh water source, and predicted to be more temperate with human-induced climate change.
Ooh, human-induced climate change. Liz, I like ya. Saying the not controversial, yet very true statement.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's also the... Because on top of Sam's tweet, and Sam's a great follow. She's a great meteorologist. She's fun on Twitter. There's also a story of a meteorologist who was in Iowa, in Des Moines, Iowa. And this is from NPR this morning. And the headline is, this was yesterday. Sorry, headline from yesterday.
WPR, I think.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah. A meteorologist got threats for climate coverage. His new job is about solutions. So it's basically a guy who was a meteorologist, and exactly what it sounds like, he was pretty committed to, when he was giving his reports on the weather, making it clear as far as how that is connected to climate change. And while he, like, I think consistently he said he's had pushback on it whenever he's done this, it finally escalated to there was one individual who's now been charged and convicted for third-degree harassment with targeting him with threatening emails because of his choice to link the two. And it made me think also about Sam's tweet yesterday. Is like, where is the line for meteorologists who, you know, work on CBS 58 and WISN and like local 5 o'clock news stations, where their science brain is like, this is real, and we should talk about it, versus not wanting to deal with the backlash of, I would say, a large, I'm not going to say majority, but a large portion of their audience, when you think about local nightly news, may or may not be believers.
Yeah, I would not want to go into the inboxes, the DMs of, honestly, of meteorologists or weather, just general weather people at all, because it's, I mean, you can't think of a single profession, especially once on TV. I mean, just the idea of like, you were wrong, it rained yesterday, that kind of thing, let alone getting the crazy pants emails from people who are like, you're pushing a Biden crime family agenda of the weather system. You know, I couldn't, because you get into meteorology probably because there's a part of you that loves it.
Oh, that, yeah.
You, I mean, love these, the idea.
Are straight up science nerds.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and
they
love
sit,
them.
They get to sit in a desk and be like, I'm going to predict the weather today, and I'm probably going to be rad. I'm a weather wizard.
A weather wizard?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling Mark Baden and just tweeting out of his
You're a wizard.
The weather wizard.
It's hard to say. Weather wizard. That's an acting thing. I can't do it.
Red leather, yellow leather.
But yeah, I mean, I don't. It's like, I feel bad. Like, hey, everybody forward those DMs to me. I'll handle them. You just keep doing what you're doing. Keep predicting that weather.
That should be a job.
I would totally take that job.
Let's come up with the job of the person who's like, you're thick skin. I'll be your thick skin. All right, we got to take a break. Still looking to hear from you. Where would you go? What's your poison when it comes to climate change or the best place to live? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to
to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and thunderstorms in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, areas of smoke and haze. 66 degrees with light south winds. For your Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Still a bit hazy at times. And a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, or high up to 87. Right now, it's 76.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
No, I can't complain. Welcome back to Metz and Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the line, Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Matt. Thank you for making everything so clear. This I was really debating about calling, but that guy is beyond. He is just so evil, and it's so sick. It's just unbelievable. He's just brutal. He's vicious. And as a woman and as a survivor, I know it seemed like for a while, even if they got away from using the word rape and would use the word sexual assault, even if it was like, you know, forced intercourse or putting fingers in a woman's vagina. There's lots of other things that can happen. But it's just, Mr. Oh, I grabbed him by the, oh my God. That's all I've got to say. And thank you. Thank you for saying, where is the decency? Also, if you want to address this, fine. If you don't, I don't want to, what kind of effect, RFK Jr. is running for president. What kind of effect do you think that might have? And I'm thanking you, Matt. I'm going to hang up, okay?
Thank you very much, Stephanie. No, thank you. Very poignant call. And yeah, I will talk quickly about RFK and then go on to the next caller. But there is a fundamental question here. It's not ideological. It's in the Republican Party, how low is the bar? Can't you come up with a guy who doesn't act like this? This isn't an isolated incident. Access Hollywood, he goes, if you're famous, you can grab him by the P and they let you do it. He'll go up to somebody and suddenly just grab him between the legs. Come on, we can do better than that for President of the United States. When it comes to RFK, and I want to give you my background, I am a huge fan of the Kennedy family. When I was in college, Bobby was running in 1968. I was in Connecticut in college. And Abe Ribicoff in the Senate was running for re-election. A bunch of us went out and did doors for Abe Ribicoff, and we talked up Bobby Kennedy. And then sadly, he was murdered in June 1968 in San Francisco. When Ted Kennedy ran for president, I was his Milwaukee County chairman. When Ted Kennedy came here, I had him in for the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner when I was the party chairman in the early 80s. I have a number of pictures with him at various conventions. My wife and I would go up to his suite. His sisters were there. I think the world of the Kennedys. I think Jack Kennedy was one of the great presidents of the 20th century. But this guy, Robert Kennedy Jr., is not like his dad. He's not like the other Kennedys. And I'm going to say two things. I'm not just talking about this anti-vaccine stuff and all this anti, you know, being inoculated and all this. When Sirhan Sirhan came up for parole, the guy that murdered his father, RFK, Sirhan Sirhan got the death sentence and he should have been executed. But in the early 70s, they finally commuted it to life. He put in for parole many years in a row, and he was derisive. Sometimes he said he was glad to do it. Some years he said he'd do it again. Some years he said he didn't do it. Some years he said he doesn't remember doing it. A super left-wing parole board out there recommended him from parole about a year ago. And the only safeguard was the governor had to sign off on it. And everybody wrote in, and Bobby Kennedy Jr. wrote in to say he hopes Sirhan Sirhan got parole, and he's the guy that murdered his own father. I can't, you know, look, in a Greek tragedy, you see stuff like that. A man who won't stick by his own assassinated father, I will have nothing to do with. Secondly, on another policy issue, he said a week ago, RFK Jr., I don't know what it is with the guy. He said that he thought that Vladimir Putin and Russia were acting in good faith in the Ukraine invasion. The Ukraine invasion is a genocide perpetrated by sadists. And he took the point of view of Vladimir Putin and Russia. I can't stand the guy. I will not vote for him. I strongly recommend that nobody out there vote for him. Squeezing a few more calls. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Your show and the callers that call in. Stephanie does a really great job. You know, dare we hope, you know, that people rise above this evil and attend responsibly, you know, for our children. You know, the children of America deserve better. The attacks on females and women and the way that Trump disparaged women, you know, anybody that interviewed him, you know, the blood coming out of her eyes. You could see the blood coming out of her eyes. I mean, he's just gross. He's sleazy. And these people, these religious right, I don't know who they're praying to, because that's not Sunday school classes I taught, for heaven's sakes. This is gross. This is not America. This is not what we want our children growing up to. I cannot believe that people are closing their eyes, are so filled with hate and frustration that they got to take it out on somebody, but don't take it out on our kids. And the kids and the young people deserve better, and we need to fight for them. And Joe Biden, I'm so proud of that guy. And, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, people go after his age, but that guy's got more on the ball than most people that I know, and he's working nonstop. And you know what? He doesn't write tracks of storms. Remember when Trump wouldn't allow the weathermen to give the track of, I think it was a hurricane, and he drew where that thing was supposed to go? I mean, this guy wanted parades for himself. That was his big deal. He wanted parades. Everything was about him. Wake up, folks. This guy is mentally ill.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gene. I love your passion. I have to go to a break, but I'll be back right after the break. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up, everybody. Great call. Thank you. Back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The travel chaos caused by severe weather in the East and Midwest is only expected to get worse, with the big 4th of July holiday approaching. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The TSA is saying Friday could be an all-time record at checkpoints. They expect it to be a very, very busy 4th of July holiday period, so there just may not be a lot of open seats if there are more problems ahead.
A Delta flight at Charlotte's airport in North Carolina was forced to make an emergency landing without the plane's front landing gear.
It sounded like a loud thud and then just scraping of metal.
No one was injured. The Biden administration has dropped investigations into whether Louisiana put black people at a higher cancer risk. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The EPA said it has taken significant steps already to reduce emissions in an industrial corridor of Louisiana, commonly referred to as Cancer Alley.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it I'm or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it seems to me that Trump is actually admitting to sexual assault and all, but he then he's trying to split hairs, say, well, I didn't do this, but I did do that. Well, I mean, then he's, you know, that anybody who's supporting Donald Trump at this point in time, why are they still doing it? You know, that this guy's actually admitted to being, you know, committing sexual, well, he's admitted to committing sexual assault as it, you know, as a matter of course anyway in the past, but I mean, that it just is how, if you are any kind of decency at all, you're still supporting this man. I mean, I can't quite wrap my head around that whole concept right there, that if you claim to have any values at all, that how can you still be supporting Donald Trump? It is just, I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around that.
Right. Well, Mark, not only that, remember, let me tell you something tactical about this new trial. And he didn't show up at the last trial, remember, because he knew very well if he went on the stand and he's under oath, he's got to at least say, yeah, I threw up against the wall, lifted up her skirt and put my hand down between her legs. Because on Access Hollywood, he said it did it many times. So he doesn't show up. You know what I'd do if I were the judge at this one? I'd order him to show up. And a judge has a lot of power. I'd order him to show up. I'd say, no, you're not going to sit on the sidelines somewhere taking shots at the judge and taking shots at the other lawyers and expect me to put up with this. You show up or I'm going to direct a verdict in her favor for $10 million. Which a judge can do that, by the way. Number one. Number two, he's desperately afraid to get on the stand because the jury has already found that he sexually, quote, abused her, which I think is, I mean, he raped her is what he did, but, and it's $5 million. So you put him on the stand in the new trial and you go, did you sexually abuse her? If he says no, he has a verdict by an unanimous jury, including some who are Trump supporters, that he did sexually abuse her. At least that. The hair splitting he's going through is, well, it's not technically rape. Well, let me tell you something. Not everybody's a lawyer. Anybody in their right mind, if Al Capone kills somebody, they're going to say it's murder. And anybody in their right mind saying if Trump did this, it was rape. That is a vernacular expression that's not used in statutes nowadays. So there you go. Very good call. Stay on the line. I'm going to get you all. Joe and Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Joe?
With your permission, Matt, I'd like to just return to one subject that you were discussing yesterday that had to do with the appearance, apparently before the grand jury, of some 5 to 6 Secret Service agents in reference to the January 6th attempted coup. And the issue, as I recall it, is the concern that some of these people, there were thousands, apparently, of internal documents described as text or some sorts of emails that are just missing from January 5 and January 6. And I understand the Secret Service described it as, quote, a device replacement program. Others are arguing that it was a violation of federal records keeping law. My question for you is, as a lawyer, you look at the fact that there are two things here. First off, they're just 5 to 6 agents who apparently are being looked at. If this were honestly a device replacement program, wouldn't that be something that would happen with more than just 5 or 6 agents? Or if it had to do with a routine, cleansing of documents, why wouldn't you have it from January 1 on? Why would it just be those 2 days? So I guess as a lawyer, I'm asking you to say, if you looked at this and you saw this, how would you proceed in terms of building your case or looking at this or research on this? It just seems so odd to me that it's just a certain number of Secret Service agents and on just the numbers of January 5 and January 6. I'd love your response to this if you feel like it, Matt.
Yeah, right.
You.
Yeah, Joe, excellent question. Yeah, here's the thing. Say you're on a jury and you're not a lawyer, but you're supposed to use your common sense. And these guys come in, some of them, they go, you say, well, why don't you have any texts or any messages, any emails at all for January 5 and 6? You have them for January 4 and 3 and 2 and 1, and you have them for January 7, 8, 9, and 10, and up to the present. Why those two? Their response has been, it's simply a standard destruction policy. You know, there's a lot of companies, one that I work for, that after 60 or 90 days, they just erase emails. But they don't erase the 2 days that are most at issue. So anybody with common sense is going to look at this thing and realize there's something funny going on. I think what Jack Smith is trying to do is to find one of them who will break. One of them, because remember, they're being summoned in front of a grand jury under oath. If they lie, that's a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. It's a felony. They can go to prison if they lie. If they hire a lawyer and take the fifth, they can do that. But in a civil case, that can be used against them. And in a criminal case, it can be used against them in their employment. You take the fifth, are you kidding me? And the FBI or the CIA? Toast, you're toast. So I think what they're hoping for is somebody who will say something along these lines. I was surprised at that too. They remotely erased everything for those 2 days. They told us it was a standard destruction policy. Sir, did you buy that? Well, not really. I mean, why just 2 days? What went on was there were people in the Secret Service detail who are loyal to Trump. And that is the reason why when Joe Biden came in, they were going to reassign him this detail. He says, I'm not getting guarded by those guys. I'm not getting guarded by those guys. And he used the detail that guarded him as vice president. Thank God. But they were the ones who said to Pence, here, get in the car. We fear for your safety. They were going to drive him up into the Maryland woods, you know, Camp David or somewhere. So he could not be there for the ceremonial opening of the certifications. And then they would bootstrap and go, well, there are conflicting electors in six states, the fake ones and the others. Who knows? Who's to say what's fake or not? Let Congress decide. Oh, by the way, each state only gets one vote. And there are more than half of the states that have Republican majorities in the Congress for their state. At the time, there were more Democrats overall because of California and New York, but California and New York each only got one vote for them. That was the sneaky deal. So you're right on the money, Joe. What happened was this, that these agents, he's brought in people whom other witnesses have said, Jack Smith has been told, knew about it, maybe some were in on it, maybe they take the fifth, but if even one of them breaks, that's just a major, major insight in this case. Thanks for calling, Joe. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. First point, I've been saying right from the beginning, all I wanted out of any of these investigations was an indictment. He has been indicted twice. He has been found guilty once. And as I've said before, all there needs to be is one mega on the jury, and that's the end of it. My second point is he does everything for money, for himself. And I believe he has a history of dropping lawsuits. And I guess if we follow the money, once he's made a certain dollar amount, before it goes to he will drop this lawsuit against E. Jean Carroll. And my third and last point is, unless they cheat, there is no way he can win an election against Joe Biden. He doesn't have the numbers. He didn't have the numbers last time. He killed a gabillion people in this country with COVID. Those were mostly his voters, and there are a lot of people, especially ladies in the suburbs, who are not going to vote for him ever again. He cannot win unless he cheats. So I guess I'm not worried about his reelection, but him getting away with everything, yeah, because there are a bunch of MAGAs waiting to get on those juries. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Yeah, and I share your enthusiasm and your optimism somewhat, but I want to hedge it for a couple of reasons. The Republican Party is doing their best to make it more difficult to vote and to suppress the vote in a number of states. The obvious ones are Florida and Texas. They'll pass laws that criminalize certain things. In Texas, if you're a poll worker, You know how honest poll workers are. They tend to be elderly ladies and gentlemen. This is sort of a social thing. They go, they're scrupulously honest. Well, in Texas, they permit essentially thugs, people to come in and stand over them and look at people who are voting. They can glare at them and scare the hell out of them. And they stand there. If you get up and obstruct the line of sight between the thug and a voter, that's a crime now in Texas. Now, will they prosecute it? They're not going to prosecute it in most areas. Would they prosecute it in Houston, in any minority area? They'll pick one or two out to do it. Will a judge uphold that statute? Maybe not. How many people do you think really want to have to hire a lawyer or have any anxiety at all about whether they've committed a crime? What's happening in Florida and Texas is that the incidence of minority voting, especially Latino voting, Black voting, and American Indian voting, has gone down by about 4%. You're starting to see some of that in Georgia. That's all they want. They want people, see, if you go into a voting booth, or I go into a voting booth on the east side of Milwaukee, I'm not worried I'm going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to screw around me, and if they do, I know what to do. But if you're somebody who is of limited economic circumstances, who all your life has been subject to disparate treatment because of your race, whom nobody smiles when you walk in the room, you're subject to insult, and you're in line, and you see some, and sometimes they're off-duty cops in some of these states, and they carry their weapons, and they'll just stand there. Let's say you have a misdemeanor on your record. Let's say you shoplifted something. You can still vote. It's not a felony. Misdemeanants can vote. But the Republican Party for a while would have people go down the voting lines until there were injunctions against it, saying if anybody here has committed a crime, they can't vote, and it's a crime to vote. And people leave the line. Well, what I just said that they said was a lie. It's not people who committed a crime. It's people who committed a felony, and they have not yet served out their time on probation or otherwise, or parole or otherwise. This stuff goes on. And you may think, well, that wouldn't deter me. No. And it wouldn't deter you. No. But people who are in populations that have, frankly, been badly treated, that deters just enough. Listen, a lot of people vote anyway. God bless them, and they are very brave. But that what's going on is a concerted effort in the Republican Party to deter voting. This fellow, remember in the Republican Party, the fellow who came out in Milwaukee, and he said, he was a chairman, and he said, you know, we've got to congratulate ourselves. We kept down Black and Latino voting. That came out. And what? Nobody cares? I care. Do you care? I mean, I know you care. But who talks about it? Who talks about it now? This is a concerted effort. You must understand that. And it's a combination in Georgia. You can't give anybody a value in standing in the voting line. These voting lines frequently are 6 hours long, because a machine will break down, especially in a minority area, and they don't bother to replace it or whatever. You can't give water to somebody in line without committing a crime in Georgia. Water. Suppose you have a pregnant woman in line, 7 months pregnant. She's feeling faint. What can you do? You can't give her food? You can't give her water? Are you kidding me? If she faints, then the ambulance comes and takes her away. The Republican Party is doing this to injure people who are trying to vote. You must understand that. So when you say, I'm optimistic about Trump against Biden, sure. But in six states, and Wisconsin's one of them, and they're doing everything they can to attack the veracity of the vote in Wisconsin, we have to be eternally vigilant. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenaire.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, areas of smoke and haze, 66 degrees with light south winds. For your Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, still a bit hazy at times, and a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, or high up to 87. It's 75 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show today. Lots of great callers. Joe made a good point. You know, January 6th was a concerted effort to keep Trump as president. And there's so many facets involved in this, everything from Supreme Courts to politicians to business people. It's hard to believe they could infiltrate the Secret Service and maybe who knows what. But it was a concerted effort to do it, and I hope Jack Smith somehow gets to the bottom of this before the next election comes up. But I want to bring up a topic about the state of Wisconsin. I cannot understand the GOP here, Matt. Tax cuts for the wealthy again, because the bottom people are not going to get anything. I don't know what Tony's going to do about this. And the other thing is education. The education system we have in this state, from vocational schools or junior colleges or whatever you want to call them, they want to cut the funding to that, satellite universities. And the big thing is the engineering department down at the University of Wisconsin. Why does the GOP hate education so much, and why are they skewing everything for the wealthy and the tax cuts? And it's ridiculous. I don't know what Tony can do, but I would not sign this budget. So that's my rant for the day, and thanks for your show and Civic Media. Like Jeannie says, you guys are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I want to hit in this segment the idea of education, and give you some facts that you might not be aware of. Some you will be. The Republican Party, Voss is the spokesman for it, cut funding by $32 million for UW-Madison. It's going to cost 200 jobs. We have a $7 billion surplus, $7 billion. They want to use that cut to eliminate all diversity offices and all programming on campus. Now, here's the deal. As much as we'd like to think that we're an open and liberal state, the truth of the matter is that minority students at Madison, and I'm a graduate of Madison, the law school, so it's a wonderful university, but it's not always easy going. And there has to be some programming and some support services over there for kids who are first generation college kids who are coming from very tough backgrounds, and it's just humane. Evers has said he won't sign that. Here's the law. If Evers doesn't sign the budget and there is no budget, automatically we go back to the last budget. But the problem with that is, because of inflation, that represents a de facto cut. I'm going to give you some facts. 10 of UW System's 13 campuses are going to face a combined $60 million deficit by the summer of 2024. That's a year from now, okay? The University of Wisconsin system is among the worst funded in the nation because of the Republican Party. The $32 million they're going to cut, Voss has said, that can be forgiven and not cut if they convince the Republicans in the legislature that they are going to be teaching workforce initiatives. Remember that Scott Walker wanted to change the Wisconsin idea. The Wisconsin idea, going back to fighting Bob La Follette, was that the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin are the boundaries of the state. Everywhere in the state, agricultural programs, every kind of program, nuclear engineering, everything else. He wanted to get rid of that goal and just make it a workshop, basically, for Wisconsin business. Absolutely no sense of intellectual integrity or knowledge by this people. The Republican Party in this state who support this are voting themselves into medieval peasantry. Evers had proposed a $305 million increase for UW. They eliminated anything that he asked for and cut it. Now, let me go on to a couple of other things. They refused. The number one priority in the state from the regents was a new engineering school for Madison. Madison has one of the best faculties in the country. UWM, by the way, I'm on the board of visitors of UWM, also has a terrific, terrific faculty. It's an R1 research institution. It's one of the top 130 universities in the country. And whether you go to Madison or UWM or any of the other fine campuses, you're getting a top-notch education. You know what they also cut out from what Evers wanted? Evers had wanted, and what we had, was if your family makes less than $62,000 a year, you didn't have to pay any tuition. They got rid of that. In Minnesota, if your family makes less than $80,000 in income, salary, you get free tuition. Here, they eliminated even for less than $62,000. You know what the Republicans said? This only cost $13.8 million last year. This would be another $13.8 million. Here's the Republican position on that. You're not going to believe it. Quote, we think that people making less than $62,000 should have free tuition, but each campus should hold fundraisers, bake sales, lotteries, sort of like a church picnic type thing. That is so disgusting. So what? La Crosse, Eau Claire, Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Madison, Whitewater, what? Superior? They should all hold fundraisers. What do you mean? What kind of fundraisers? How much money do you think is raised at church fundraisers? Not very much. Not enough to pay tuition. These people in the Republican Party, and this really frosted me. You know who Grace Stanek is? Grace Stanek is Miss America, a beautiful young lady from the Wausau area studying nuclear engineering in Madison. The Republican Party on June 14th passed Assembly Joint Resolution 58, commending her and boasting about how the fact that she's beautiful and Miss America and is studying nuclear engineering at Madison, where they're not giving them an engineering school. They say this stuff. They go around campaigning on this stuff. They'll go to a Sponfarkle somewhere on Labor Day, and they'll go, we are for engineering. Grace Stanek is a nuclear engineer. Well, by the way, we're going to stick a knife in the University of Wisconsin and not give them an engineering school. I am so tired of this, I can't begin to tell you. Their mantra is competency over degrees. Glenn Grothman was on a committee in the Congress where they are proposing that. They don't want higher education. Universities go back to Plato's Academy in Athens, back 2,300 years. We have one of the best university systems in the world, and they are knifing it. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way.
Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to the Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.